Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. We're just going to have a quick toilet break, 5 minutes, and then we'll be back. So relax and go to the toilet and spend some money on the bar and be back in five. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
so sorry.
מתחילים ישר או? מתחילים ישר או שהיא קוראת כמה דברים? מה?
Hello. Welcome back to the... Yeah, welcome back. Yeah. I was just about to, you know, finish up to the second part of Fuel Tonight. But before I introduce you to the Spinster Sisters, I'd like to share a few words since we're so high in words tonight, you know. And this is... a spoken word event, also music, but, you know, might as well, I'll do some spoken word as well. And, you know, in winter time, I actually went to the shop and I, can you turn me on again? Thanks. Yeah, turn me on, you know.
Yeah, I'll turn you on.
Oh, of course, so many offers. Gee, boys. Huh. So how are you going to turn me on? I want
to
see that. Oh, really? Okay. No, I don't do it in homes. I do it in public places. But anyway, in wintertime, I went and bought some skates. And the skates came in this bag. This big. I mean, the skates were half the size, but then this bag was massive. So I thought to myself, gee, you know, everyone's like, you know, into bags, addicted to bags. So I wrote a poem about it called What's Your Bag? What's your bag, sweetheart? What's inside your bag? A bag of tricks? What are you addicted to? A drug bag? A bum bag? A money bag? A tea bag with two strings? What's your bag? What are you addicted to, fuckhead? Are you into a laundry bag, a shopping bag? Where do you hide your lust? Inside some kinking sex bag or a knitting bag or a makeup bag? Do you want to be cured from shopping bags and other addictions? Come on, please tell me, what's your bag? What's your bag? You know, stick your head in and find out. What do you do with bags? Once you've used them, what do you do with them? You know, you can wear them around your neck. You can, you know, turn them into G-strings. What do you do with your bags once you got them? So, hey, stick your hand in and find out. Thank you. Hanging bag, is this what you're addicted to? Next poem, what else are we actually addicted to these days? You know, it's success, isn't it? So my next work is called Success. Oh, my bra just fell down. Sorry about that. My, you know, bra bag, yeah, just fell. Titty bag, yeah. The titty bag. Oh, I'm addicted to titty bags, that's for sure. Anyway, the next poem is called Success is Godly. What about you? Success is godly. Decadence, it's goddess. Celebrity, their love child. Decadence. Hey, I say, unless it's earned. A good bubbly splatter of my body. Yes, please let me drink it first. Celebrity? Not without marriage certificate. Nicole Kidman had to put up with Tom Cruise first. Talk about celebrities. Talk about celebrities. You know, Barbie turned 60 this year. Barbie is turning 60, but they never tell you how old Ken is. A Porsche? Rolls Royce, park in my driveway. Not. Let me get excited over a motor scooter. Like I like my Spanish man. Like I like my Spanish man. Polka dot sheets with my heart-shaped box bed. That's classy, honey. Butternut skin and chocolate eyes. Yeah, I said I like my Spanish man. Being a celebrity, you know, Courtney Love is all about revenge. We need her like we need success. She needs us more, but at least she gives my TV reality a little bit more gore. Courtney Love, a widow, a widow. Love rockers rule our world by setting their hair on fire and rolling around on glass. Some even slash their wrists, you know. You can bet those guys are going to make it to the top. How in character that is. Place your instant celebrity bets right now. Those guys with slashing wrists, they're in. Never let me fall off my wagon of dislikes on the verge of outshining me. Please let me try harder then. If they didn't, they would. So what do you think of me? I'm a punk poet on the verge of my own celebrity skin. Like a dervish, I turn up to celebrate my newfound success here at the hotel bar in Berlin, speaking English. Let me pull it aside. Hey, success, you'll have to top yourself soon because you are getting boring. You are boring us, success. And I stare that 20-something-year-old in the face and think, you see this dress I'm wearing? Smoothing the pink velvet over my ample hips. Well, you know, honey bunny, my ego still fits inside it. Success! Give up all your sidelines and concentrate seriously on losing weight. Because take that smirk off your skin. And I only have the patience of only one sane success. You are not my new messiah. Thank you. What else are we addicted to? I'm addicted to sex. Sorry to say it, but I am. I love it. You know, I talk about it. I write about it. So I write a poem about it. But no, it's not sex I'm addicted to. It's actually love. You know, call me corny, call me horny, whatever. Love is my thing. So I wrote a poem about it called Love is Games. Love is confusion. Love is erotic. Love is neurotic. It's heat between two lovers. It makes you look for it in all the wrong places. Love disturbs you at parties and makes you go home with nobodies. Love is phone calls on answering machine. Love twists minds and love expects insanity and other acts of stupid, suicidal misbehavior. Love is mean, honey. It's a scam. It's not just butterflies in your stomach. It makes you wake up late. It makes you sleepless and worthless. It can make you lose your weight. And like any other chemical substance, love is addictive. Love is not just flowers and breakfast in bed. It's about keeping your mouth shut and learning to listen. Love is your name tattooed on his dick, on his name tattooed on your tit. Piercing and branding his or her name. Love is a photo in your wallet. It's scribbles and love hearts in your diary. Love is lost lust in virtual worlds. Love is Elvis and Priscilla, when she was 14, inside the jailhouse rock at Graceland's. Love is Sid and Nancy, honey, shooting up, playing with the gun inside Chelsea Hotel. Love is Juliet, loves Romeo, Romeo loves Juliet, Romeo loves Juliet, Juliet really fucking loved Romeo, and she killed herself first. And then dies, Romeo died for Juliet. And Romeo and Juliet, you know, they never consummated their love. Love is a chastity belt when you don't have the key. It's a buckle of your belt. It's the bloodshot in your eyes. The panty wore, honey, against the jocks. Love is him calling out your name during the hot sex. Love is walking around the supermarket aisles looking for condoms at 3 a.m. Love is getting the morning after pill 3 days late. It's like heroin. And with closed eyes, I can only read it and trip out on it from the inside. Love is being the other woman. Can make you a slut. It can turn into a cunt. It's being the second or the third or the fourth fuck in the 24 hours. Love can turn you from a little girl into a real woman. And love is virginity lost on beds with no sheets, picking loose skin and blood off foreskin. And you know, mother, I had more sex than you. And I've had more hot dinners than sex, mama. And my heart's broken in many more pieces. And if you come home in love again, mama, please look at me. I'm not a little girl anymore. So what are these rock stars all about? You know, when they write about love. This is not a love song. True love never dies. Let love in live. Love panting at the door and sweating for attention. Love is hard work. And like money, don't grow on trees. And the butterflies can come and go and you're not pleased, but tease. And what happens to you when you're nobody's baby anymore? I say leave love knocking on the door and let lust in. Do it, baby. And stop your bitching about your lover boy. Thank you. My last work, my last poem for tonight before the girls from Spencer Sister rock up and rock on the stage. This one's called Daily Grind. It's about, you know, going on trains with the hangover, leaving clubs, you know, living daily life. Today, a hearty breakfast, a hurtful hangover, nursed it with a shower, then a bath, and then I got some clean threads on, finally, after 3 days. But the hangover is still inside my head, stinging the brain and heading for the gutter. Later on the train, I watch out for controllers in their blue uniforms. They have no heart. Gave sense to an crust and to an old lady who stank of misery, her stomach sparse. Later, I got excited about the Berlinale and nice to see old actors and actresses being appreciated and winning their bears and not just their Oscars. I went for a job interview today and, like always, I couldn't escape the million-dollar question. Are you happy just on commission basis, honey? What am I, a fair controller? Unlike them and like everyone else, bitch, I want to work because work should be work and should be paid. I'm fair and tough. I thought don't call me because I won't call you later. Daily grind, written your diary. You keep appointments that go nowhere. People do and places to meet in a fluff. It's all a fluff because there's no free lunch. And those days go by. Thank God they're forgotten. And I wish you a nice day tomorrow because it's Monday. And we shouldn't really hate the Mondays. And now we've got the Spinster Sister up on the stage. And Darius James, thank you. Thank you so much, Sean, for pointing it out. He's going to come on afterwards because we just want to get on with music as well afterwards. So I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but, you know, the spinsters, they're sick. They want to get on, play, and do their thing. And then we'll be enchanted by Darius James's words straight after. Thank you very much.
We're sick. We're so sick. Sister, are you sick?
I was born sick.
I'm sick in the head.